Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast. What's going on, lovelies?
Hey. Y'all done recovered from last weekend.
Ooh.
Boy, we were some road-running asses, let me tell you.
I had a good time.
It was fun.
I ain't did one of them weekends like that in a long time.
Child, look.
I'm trying to do this all summer to it. Well, really, all year.
All
the next 3 years.
Oh,
I keep saying
I'm going to have to be on a plane or something. So let me give the listeners a backstory. So last weekend, we had some events scheduled in other cities. We live in South Carolina, so we had some events scheduled in Georgia. Sue had to hop a plane, fly to Boston.
Impromptu.
While we were in Georgia, Atlanta, to be specific. And then we backtracked to Columbia and then rode to Durham, North Carolina, to the show. And then back to Columbia, South Carolina. And we did this all in a matter of 72 hours.
We too old for that.
We too old for that running.
Listen, my hips. I'm like the old people. I need to go to the rest stop and stretch my legs. And I agree with that.
We got to make some pit stops.
Yes. More pit stops than we did before.
So let's talk about the original plan. The original plan was to go to Atlanta. Then we found out Michael Jackson was going to come out that week.
Yes.
And so the original plan, see Michael Jackson, go to Golden Girls, hang out ATL for a while, then head straight to Durham.
Right.
And then come back home.
And it was so funny because after we actually scheduled everything, I think we was like, did we really just do this? Did we really just confirm that we're going fucking YNs?
But because of the impromptu change in everything, that was just wild.
But hold on,
that was just wild.
Let me put a little kicker to it. After all of this was scheduled back in February, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So after we decided that we were going to Durham right after the Golden Girls in Raleigh, how about they added a show?
They sure did.
And got to Columbia.
I was hot.
The day before the Durham show.
Right. So, and I think that was a whole month after we had purchased our tickets.
Yes.
To see Tedra, Raheem, and Floetry. And so as soon as I saw it, because I get an email from Township saying, just added April 12th. Sent that thing to Yoshi. I said, now you see this.
Not 2 weeks later. Not a whole day before.
A whole day before.
Because I think if it was 2 weeks later, I probably would have purchased a ticket.
Right.
If the show was a little later in the lineup.
Right. If you, come on now. Why you do that? But that's okay. Did you all have a good time?
I'm going to let Yoshi explain well, first of all, you got to make the best out of everything that doesn't fall in alignment.
Yes.
So I'm going to let Yoshi speak on that because that was her story. The Golden Girls. Oh, never mind.
I'm still upset about this shit.
Me too.
So we're supposed to go to this Golden Girls. What was the Golden Girls thing?
Let's start back to the hotel. No, we can do that.
We need to start back to where I said, I got everything. I need is my real ID and click.
I locked
my purse and my phone in my house.
Yes.
And nobody had keys.
Nobody.
To my house.
The two people that you depended on to steal it.
Have them and don't have them.
And they didn't have them.
But the day before, we realized that there was a screw up with the tickets. That whole weekend was fun, though. You had to make the best out of something.
You did. And I think it was better.
Well, Yoshi found out the day before us to leave Let me.
Something just told me.
Look at.
I, no, for the I ticket. Couldn't find my tickets. Mm-hmm. So I said, let me call, because what if I had found the email with the tickets and got there and these motherfuckers had told us, sorry. So when I originally bought the tickets to the little Golden Girl thingy, they charged me twice. So my credit card company flagged the charge and disputed it.
Just one of the charges, not both charges. Just they disputed.
They disputed both of them at first. That's why it came back. So when they disputed both of them, and then the people from Golden Girls said, no, she purchased the tickets. They then went and paid the one charge,
and then,
but then took back the second charge.
Okay.
Well, Golden Girls, the bucket list of people, just saw the dispute and then canceled the tickets out completely. So they didn't see where the credit card company went back a week later and paid them after they, you know, counteracted the dispute. Mm-hmm. So here I am, frantic, messaging them back and forth. No, God damn it. The tickets is paid for. I didn't dispute no charge. Da 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 da. So I got to go back, because I done paid for these tickets months before.
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm showing this lady the transactions and different things on my card, yeah, no, sorry, not going to be able to come. So that was one event we didn't do. So I went and found us a cute little brunch spot. We had a ball there.
But let's even go back further than that. After that, we went to the hotel.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
Let me tell you, they bamboozle people online with these beautiful pictures, this nice nightlife scenery, make you think that you about to get something luxurious in Midtown. Like, everybody know
I'm
Midtown
talking about
Atlanta
in the heart
is,
of Midtown.
Yes. Right. Everybody knows that Midtown Atlanta is supposed to be the uppity area or the upper echelon living area. Yeah, no. And we weren't the only ones that had problems with that.
Yes, ghetto. It was several people.
So, number one, we should have known some shit was wrong when the lady said, we only have one working elevator. Out of four elevators, one work.
Red flag number one.
Then we get up to the room. Child, one bed looked like the sheets done been on there since 1984. The other bed ain't got no sheets on it. Look like Quan and Mika just finished screwing on it. Bed all, look, the little top sheet all wrinkled up. The whole bed topper in the top sheet missing. One pillow on the bed. What the hell happened in here?
No linen
in the room. Mm. I said, oh, God. Meanwhile, we on a time crunch to get to because of the key situation. We didn't get there right where we needed to because we had to wait for Papa Lock. So now we behind schedule. We got to run, take whole baths. And
shout out to the Witch Hazel
wipes because we ain't got no linen in the room. So we doing whole baths with body wipes to put on our Michael Jackson outfits.
That was crazy.
Ooh, child.
But we got a chance to see Michael.
But we got there on time. We even got to take a picture with the Michael Jackson impersonator.
Yeah, we did.
And Sue won Best
Energy and Dress Award. Well, I guess when we start doing the little Michael Jackson.
So we done went in there and showed out being our very unnecessary selves.
Yes.
Yeah, we gonna make the best of anything.
Well, and to add, so they give you a different room because you requested a different room before we left the
hotel. Yeah.
We didn't have time to look at that room before we went to the movie. So Yoshi said, y'all sit in the car. Let me go in and check out the new room that they gave us. So we sitting there and waiting.
Meanwhile, I'm upstairs walking through the hallway to the room. Carpet saturated with water.
Same hotel.
I said, God damn. Get to the room. The keys don't work. I said, you know what? Fuck it. If you don't want me to stay here, Lord, just say that. I walk back downstairs, hand them their room keys and say, y'all got me fucked up.
I can't
take this goddamn charge off my card right now because I'm finna go.
So I kept looking back to see when you were coming out the door. And I said, yeah, it ain't right. No, Sue said, it ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
I can see the way she looked coming out the doors. It ain't right.
I legit told him, don't take shit out this car. Stay here. Leave the meter running.
So then, I think Sue or Yoshi booked.
We go to another hotel.
But you booked it online.
I booked it online. Yeah. I get there. The man say, ma'am, I don't know who booked you, how you booked this room for two beds, but we ain't got two beds in this hotel. So there's a bunch of kids in the hotel. And yeah, it was a bunch of kids in the hotel with something going on. He was like, the only room I got is a king size bed left. And I literally have one room with a king size bed. I said, yeah, man, that ain't gonna work. And it was a bunch of kids. I was like, yeah, nah, this, yeah.
We and leave see, there. This is what I don't like, how these online bookings, because third parties book
mm-hmm,
too.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And they don't, I don't know if it's a timing issue with the booking, but that it should have, like you said, mm-hmm. it should have never let you book the room online.
Right.
Before, knowing that they didn't have that particular room.
Correct.
I don't like that.
I booked straight through the Marriott site. So, but meanwhile, you got other online booking sites booking rooms, and it takes a minute to catch up. So, we are literally sitting now in the Waffle House parking lot trying to find a goddamn room. We tied. We done been up since, I know I done been up since 4 o'clock that morning, done drove to Atlanta, done went to see Michael Jackson. These niggas done had them a cocktail at the Michael Jackson.
That thing was good.
That was a nice theater. So I wish we would
the
get
Springs.
One here. Yeah,
yes,
the Springs.
The Springs was
Sandy
a nice,
Springs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great date night. I wish we had stuff like that
yeah.
here.
They need, somebody needs to bring a studio dine in here.
Yeah.
Movie. Yep.
Yeah.
But
I like that.
So we done found a hotel. Honey, by the time I get there, so the original room was like 200. Well, not even 200. Like maybe about 150. At this point, I'm just trying to find somewhere to lay my goddamn head. So, these motherfuckers is way more expensive now. I said, Lord, it's okay. But baby, it was clean. And because I told them I had such a shitty experience with the last two hotels, he was just like, Miss Arrington, I'm going to give you the best one we got. We're going to make sure the rest of your trip is good. You're cool. And they did that. So, shots out to them.
So, we hungry. Because mm-hmm. we hadn't eaten.
Mm-mm.
I hadn't eaten probably since yesterday.
Yeah.
No.
And we had some popcorn.
We did have
popcorn, but popcorn wasn't going to hold you for so long.
Hold you.
And that liquor was tearing through my guts. Because I was hungry, so the only thing that was available that was worthy was McDonald's. I Uber Eats or DoorDash to McDonald's.
Yeah, I didn't want
so, and who pulls up with their pants hanging down to their knees? But
he was so nice.
But Jarvis Butler Jr.
But hold up, the car pulled up in the under the awning and
raggedy
Yoshi was like, I bet you that's your McDonald's.
I said, I bet you that's your McDonald's.
And old raggedy.
This old raggedy Negro jumps out the car looking like he on his third line of powder, pants hanging down with the McDonald's bag. I said, oh shit, Vaughn.
And I said, sir, do they have my sweet and sour?
I don't know.
They got the bag taped up.
Yeah, I just delivered.
Okay.
That car on its last leg. I said, Vaughn.
Yeah. Oh, and then I know we had a good weekend. And then the next day, that's when we went to the brunch. But before the brunch, we went to the Pink Pony.
Oh my God. So we see the sign. So we go pull up to where do we go eat lunch? What's the name of it?
Tarangas.
The Tarangas. So we'll talk about Tarangas in a minute. So we about to pull in there. I said, wait a minute. What's this little sign right here with the little horse on it? You know me. I got to go investigate. I go around to the entrance and we pull up. I said, is this some kind of little strip joint? Mm-hmm. What's going on here?
I don't know what it is.
So
it is definitely a strip joint for sure. I don't know what
it's type. Some adult shit that go on at the Pink Pony. I don't know what go on out there, but it's very adult. It is not.
I kind of want to go back.
It ain't, and
see what it's about.
Ain't
though.
No PG-13. It's ain't no rated.
See what
ain't
it's
no
about.
Rated yeah. R.
Pink Pony.
I think that's,
I'll go.
It's rated X.
I'll go.
You gonna
I'll
go to the Pink Pony?
I'll yeah, go. Just to see what it's.
What's
yeah, because I when I hear Pink Pony, you know they say it's like a place. Well, the term Pink Pony means a fluid area for people to feel safe in their own bodies and a place to escape reality so that, you know, not being judged and you can live out your fantasies, right?
Okay.
You know, the Pink Pony is supposed to be for people who, I guess, don't feel accepted in society for maybe their sexuality or their quirkiness or whatever it is. And they supposed to come
where the weirdos frolic, basically.
And they supposed to live out these, you know, to be free of expression.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I want to go just to be a fly on the wall. That's it.
So what I have Googled is that the Pink Pony is a gentleman's club, actually, in Atlanta.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They might want to change that term. Because somebody that's really of that Pink Pony, you know,
right
terminology so, may think it's something different.
Yeah, so it is a gentleman's club. So, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, but that's an area in there where you can just be like, you know, basically uninhibited, as you've said.
Uh-huh.
Mm. We just... It's a little less LGBTQ.
Okay. Okay, that's cool.
But it's still, you know.
I've been to a gentleman's club before.
Yeah, me too.
As long as they have good wings, I'm cool.
Yep.
Oh, plenty. And I love, and if I'm going to go to a strip club, I've never been to a strip club outside of Atlanta. So I've only gone to strip clubs in Atlanta.
Okay. Yeah, because this was outside of Atlanta.
Because
yeah.
I think those are the best strip clubs.
Yeah,
I don't even think I want to go to one.
I think somebody wanted to do that as a bucket list, and I was like, okay, I'll go with you. So all of us went with her. I think it was one of her milestone. I think it was a milestone birthday for her, and we all went. It was interesting.
It was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What was also interesting after we left the Pink Pony, we didn't go to the Pink Pony. We just went into the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
But after we left the parking lot of the Pink Pony, we went to
another parking lot. And that's where
the famous.
We have come up with the infamous.
Yes.
$10 cash. $11 on the tap.
Point blank, period.
So we have embodied.
Hey, how you doing?
We have embodied this new way of. So we rolled in the parking lot of Tarangas.
Yes.
We saw the little gentleman in the little, I guess, outside.
Like the booth.
Where you kind of wear the valet sit.
Yeah, like a valet booth.
Mm-hmm.
Before we could park the car in the space, he was at my driver window.
Walking up to it.
With his electronic whatever device. Did not say good morning. Did not say, hey, ladies, happy Saturday, nothing. $10 cash. 11 on the tap.
And then he looked at us like, what you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
So we looking at...
And I don't have time.
So we looking at each other like, well, goddamn. You ain't even gonna give me no foreplay before you shoot the ink up in me? just go straight to pumping.
Yep. He was serious.
He had a look on his face. Ain't smile at me. $10 cash. Lemon on the tap. What's up?
He was about his business. I'm telling you, from that moment on, I said, you know what? I need to be as serious as that.
Exactly. changed our whole fucking perspective on life, literally, in 2 seconds.
In 2 seconds. He didn't come to play. He didn't come to gallivant. He didn't come
no customer service.
None of that.
What's up? You know what you here for.
Exactly.
Let's do it.
You in the parking lot. You already know where you were going when you came. You be ready.
I knew what you wanted when you rolled up in here.
So he ain't had time for the no small talk.
That, and what that is the prime example of straight no chaser. So, and we done talked about that thing for a hot minute in there because it just blew my mind. I was like, yeah, I'm about to embody that for the rest of my life.
You look back, you was like, oh, y'all got any cash?
Yeah. So.
And he took the money and left.
Yeah. Ain't say nothing. Look, no, he did break off the little ticket.
Oh, the ticket to put in the window.
Put that on the dash. I don't even think he told us where to put it. He just broke the little ticket off once he got the money and kept it moving.
Yeah. That was strange.
Could you imagine him trying to date a girl?
Mm-mm. Mm. He's a Capricorn. Yep. I bet. Ooh. You.
Could you imagine him?
Because he's about business.
He just walk up to a girl. Let me get your number.
Yeah, he was a Capricorn.
No, hey, how you doing?
Yeah. Nothing. Let me get
don't
your number.
Don't crack a smile.
Nothing.
Nothing.
I need to be that serious
cash,
with people that roll up on me. I need to be that serious with them. What you want? He didn't even ask what you want. Mm-hmm. You know what you come over here for. You know what you come over
here
for.
You know what it is.
You know what
it
is.
Before.
Because
yes.
You came to me.
Right.
Absolutely.
So you already vetted me out before you could even know what I'm about.
Right.
Because see, that's what we did to Rangers. We had already vetted it out before we even knew what it was about.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we rolled up on Tarangas.
We did.
And we got surprised.
We did.
That's how we got to do them people. We got to surprise them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
$10 cash. Let them on the tap.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always said that when I first start dating someone, I don't do all that fluff. I don't give fuck what your favorite color is. I don't care.
I don't care
about your family.
Oh, God.
None of that. Because I'm like the dude. Whatever you got going on, if you want to be in my world, these the rules. If we ain't working towards this, we might as well dead this shit right now. And I think my life is so much more simpler because I let motherfuckers know the rules out the gate and what we doing and what we ain't doing. And then that gives me clearance to immediately, yeah, this ain't gonna work.
So you know
I'm
what?
Out.
Yes. Take the small talk and get rid of it. Because that's what messes up.
Yeah.
When we doing all that small talk.
Yeah.
Because we're not being real with ourselves. We are trying to bait. Not really bait, but spoon feed here and there.
But
little,
that's how you run into the representative, I
yes.
think. When you allow yes. space for all of the fluff.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. the bullshit.
That is so true. Just be direct.
Right. Because I think ultimately things are going to come, you know, things are going to be revealed along the way. But if y'all are not on the same page in the beginning, it's going to be an issue. Like I told y'all once before, I have a problem with men. I have a problem with men anyway. But I have a problem with men who just assume that I want to date them. Like, they'll be like, let me take you out to eat. Let me do this. Let me do that. Hold on, bro. I don't even find you attractive. Why would you just assume that I want to go and eat with you? I don't even find you interesting. What would make you think that I want to spend an hour or two with you in my face? I can buy my own food. I'm not interested. So when a man approaches me, if I was a dude, I would just be like, hey, ma'am, are you single? Are you looking to date? Do you find me attractive? Those would be the things that I want to know prior to coming in. If you notice, men don't even ask you if you're seeing someone.
No, they don't.
Some do.
No.
Some do.
No, no, no.
It's very rare. Maybe some do, but it's very rare that they'll ask me on a date before they will ask me on a date before they even.
And then maybe they don't ask because they're seeing, you know, other people too. And it doesn't matter. But now I have to admit that some have asked. They
have not run. Back in the day, yes. Recently, within the last couple of years, no, they don't ask.
Or they'll say, are you single and available?
Oh, I don't know where you find them from.
Yeah.
Shit, if you tell them you got a man, they be like, you can't have friends.
Some of them do say that.
But I have run into a few people and they don't even ask what your status is, you know, where you are you in between or nah, they going for the gusto.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care. And I'm like, I'm dating. It was like, oh, okay.
And I need to know things before you even waste my time on a date. If I know you got 6 kids before we go out on a date, I don't want to go.
But what if he can take care of all his kids and still take care of his business?
No. I'm never going to be.
But what if he have grown kids?
I'm never going to be priority.
What if he has grown kids and maybe one or two younger kids?
I don't date niggas with young kids.
Oh, wow.
Well, how young?
Home. In school. School age. I got to do something for
high
him.
School? No.
No.
All out the door?
Even college. No. I'm the baby.
And the birthday.
And the birthday.
I know that's
I'm
right.
The baby and the birthday. I will have all your attention.
Okay.
I will have all your money. You don't have any other responsibility but me.
Okay.
If we together. What the hell?
I'm just saying.
It's my
6
time.
Kids is a lot.
It's
sometimes
my time.
One child is a lot, depending on how.
Let me take y'all to a Mariah song.
Because it's my time.
That's what I want a nigga to hear when he know he with me. Right. It's I am the object of your desire. I am your responsibility. I am your priority. It's me and you.
I think now for me,
fuck all them kids. It's our time to live.
What the man said, what age can you say F them kids? What's the appropriate age to tell a child if them kids
when they grown and out the house?
Somebody said 6 years old.
It's because some people do look younger than that. They be like, listen, they
kids.
Two they walking
if them kids
no. Deuces no.
Yeah, so
but yeah, you're right. I mean, it is our time, you know.
I'm a little selfish now,
children.
Right. I'm very selfish.
And I say that as a mother who with a 25-year-old. My daughter, no longer, I'm going to do things for my daughter and make sure she's comfortable because we had us a good little fun day yesterday. But now my plans and how I live my life don't revolve around her. Girl, right. Fuck you. You got your own friends. You do what you do. They your
and
priority.
Don't be concerned about you until something happens.
Exactly. Mom, how you going to make plans?
Don't you hate that?
Yeah.
Mom
gets mad with me when I make plans for what I want to do.
Right.
But then you around here doing what you want to do with your friends and I don't have no fucking say so.
Because I'm so, and then don't that just kill you? And then you're supposed to have a date with your children and then all of a sudden their plans change. And I'm like, okay, I'm sitting idle waiting to see if you want to go see Michael Jackson and you already gone.
Mm-hmm.
Lollygagging with your friends.
I had to tell my child yesterday,
you know,
while she doing a hangout day with me, get off the phone with Bri.
Right.
It's my time. Get off the phone with that nigga. You with her all the time.
Go hang with them. Oh, okay. I'm not going to stay long.
So Bri,
I just want to check something out for you.
So Bri, who has
and
two
I'm like,
kids.
Okay.
I said, hey, tell that little girl, go hang out with her goddamn daughters because I'm hanging out with mine. God damn it. See what I'm talking about? Fuck them kids.
Mm-hmm.
Cause they don't give a damn about you.
They been say F us. But you know what? We did that to our parents. We just didn't know the term back then.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But here we are full
circle.
But I
like hanging with my though. I like hanging
so
with
here we are full circle. Now we love hanging out with our mama.
Yeah. I think I always have though. like hanging out with mine. I did.
Well, your mama fun. My mama not fun.
Y'all mothers were fun.
My mama not fun.
Shit. My mama just started getting fun.
No, lady always been fun.
I thought my mama was the weirdest.
And she was not.
My mom is not fun at all.
Yes, she is.
My mama wasn't fun.
Lainey is fun.
No, she is not.
But
I think now that she's older and she ain't got all them goddamn kids and she ain't got to work.
She
ain't got to work nights no more and be so goddamn. So we understand how serious life was for our parents.
Right.
Remember I told y'all about the reel my daughter sent me? Mm-hmm. So there's a song by Keisha Cole, Shoulda Let You Go, right? And so my daughter sends me the reel where she's in the back seat having a whole party and singing the song. And meanwhile, I'm in the front seat crashing out because I'm going through a breakup. So it's like, as kids, we didn't even understand all that our parents were going through in life because we just in the back seat having a good fucking time.
Right.
We don't acknowledge words or songs. We just dancing and having a ball. But now that our parents are older and I guess it's less stress, my mom's definitely much more interesting now. Yeah,
my mama boring.
She's still boring.
She's eclectic boring. She's fun when you want to do garage sales, some thrift shops depending.
Learn about apothecary.
Yes, that.
Yes.
But outside of that, no.
I think she's fun.
She is. Well, that's how she stays so youthful.
Yeah.
And our mothers.
She's a shopper though. She is a shopper. She can put things together. She has an eye. Now, when I want to get design feels and looks, and my mother's very good with putting things together. She can be a good designer.
Well, they got it out the mud.
So she's fun with that. They have to learn.
They had to learn to be creative.
Very creative. She is very creative. She's definitely that. So she's fun when it comes to decor, design, style, fashion.
And learning.
And yeah, but I'm mad at her because she waited too late to do that. But it's never too late, but she waited too late.
You might not have been interested. You might not have been interested in the things that she.
And you know what? I wasn't.
Yeah. So now she thinks that you be able to.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, more because, you know.
Yep. So. That was our weekend in review. a long weekend in review.
And you know, because we had, and Vaughn just stopped road running, because I used to talk about Vaughn bad. I said, that goddamn road runner won't sit down to save her life. I've always been a little old lady, but I done ran the streets too. And I think that's what happened. I ran too hard in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And then that shit started slowing me down in my 30s.
You think that's what's wrong with me? Maybe I didn't run enough. I didn't.
Sue was the more laid back homebody younger. Mm-hmm. And so now
I'm ready to go.
She ready to go.
I'm ready to go. I don't care if we go up to Mac B. I hadn't said that in a long time. I don't care if we go to Mac B, South Carolina, and stop on the side of the road for a fruit stand. Like, I'm just ready to do more traveling because we had that traveling bug. I think we started like in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And that traveling bug just hit us and we was going. It didn't matter. I think we probably tried to go somewhere like 3 times a year. And I just feel like that's where I am right now. Like, I rather travel. I want to go to festivals and go to like little towns, to go to their little fruit markets and boutiques and different restaurants that they have that are locally owned. Like, I want to do that. Of course, I want to do international traveling still. And I just want to go because I just feel like I owe that to myself. And like you said, we've done our job. We have raised our children. Mm-hmm. They're doing okay. And we're going to be there for them. My grandchildren, nieces, nephews, godchildren, and great godchildren, all in between. But
it's our time.
It's definitely our time.
And you know what else? We had 2 years of our lives stolen from us.
Right.
during COVID, where we couldn't really go fucking nowhere.
Right.
So we trying to get that time back. We trying to reclaim our time.
Everything is coming back. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I mean, if another artist throw out another concert. Mm-hmm. Now, they slowed down because nobody announced a concert mm-hmm. last week, mm-hmm. I don't think. And, you know, I'm waiting for two to bring their announcements out. I'm really hoping that they get it together so they can come together. But, I mean, you can see it. You can see their you know, festivals are coming back in. People are doing residencies and all of that stuff. And I want to be there to enjoy it.
Well, I can definitely say back then I used to burn rubber just because gas was cheap and you can go right. to these places and you can do things with
off $10, $20.
Not only that, it was that you're young, you just want to just go, go, go. But now I think my going has to have purpose.
Right. True.
I still like these spontaneous going, but it still has to have purpose because mm-hmm. I just can't up and run like I used to. No. I really can't. But if I know that it's either planned or it has a purpose to it and it's something that I know I'm gonna get my money's worth, because I used to throw away so much money just doing nothing, like nothing right. of purpose.
Right.
And So I think that's a difference for me now going. I'm choosing what I want to go to versus going to everything.
Right. Yeah, because you never want to go to everything.
I'm very selective yeah. and intentional now mm-hmm. about what I decide
and
to
see,
do.
See, I wasn't. You ask, I'm there. You ask, I will deliver. And sometimes I'll go places and spend money and didn't even enjoy myself or right, really wanted to right. do it. But just to be in the atmosphere of it all, right. I would do it. But now, no, I can't do that. It got to be a purpose.
Yeah.
So see how introspective you become the older you get? Because let me tell you something. A lot of people didn't make it to this point.
No.
Exactly.
But, I mean, it's our time. And I'm going to take you back to our weekend. So you missed it, Sue. But during the Flowetry set at the concert, it was so good seeing Natalie and Marsha together again. Mm-hmm. They just hugged on the stage. The energy was great. Mm-hmm. You could tell that they were just so happy mm-hmm. to be back together again. But there's a song by Flowetry called Miss Stress.
Mm-hmm.
And the poetess, who is Natalie, she started... A part of the song that basically says, "It ain't my time to die right now. You to I means death to my heart." And she kept chanting, mm-hmm. "It's not my time to die right now. It's not my time to die right now." And then she went into this dialogue about how it's my time to live. It's my time to breathe. It's my time to move. It's my time to. And then she started thanking God.
The energy shifted.
Yes, the energy mm-hmm. shifted in the room. People were literally thanking God, hallelujah, praising Jesus, mm-hmm. that they were even able to get to that point. You could feel the presence of God.
Great.
In that place.
Great.
Baby, awesome. When I tell you.
It was awesome.
When I tell you.
Great.
If I didn't get nothing out of that concert, that moment was so beautiful. And literally, it's not our time to die. Mm-mm. It's our time to live. And we mm-hmm. should live well.
Yep. I think she could have chanted that for the rest of the night.
And we would have been fine.
We would have been fine.
Because everybody was just like embracing, I didn't make it this far just to get this far.
Right.
Look at how beautiful my life has been despite of.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to take it back even before then. I have never, I guess, paid attention to the type of crowd that comes out to shows. that show had every range of age group.
Yes.
I think they had more older seniors there than Gen Z. We're Gen X's, right?
We're Gen X's.
And millennials.
So they had like baby boomers there.
The boomers were out. The boomers were out.
And you had...
Because baby boomers before us.
They were even talking through the intermission about, we have some here who were born 2000 and beyond. They was yelling. I mean, they were there.
Because Flo, I mean, y'all, when...
And I'm thinking art to myself, of
music.
When
you make great music that's going to last forever, you are going to have crowds that are from different ages.
But Floetry's first album came out in 2001.
Right. But look
I wasn't expecting kids born at that time.
But
to
you
be
know
there.
What? That's what somebody said to me when I was running to go see Frankie Beverly and all of them. Like, when it's good music, it's classic music, you are going to enjoy. If you are a music lover, you're going to enjoy all genres of music.
I think for
no matter what.
Because they only had, two studio albums?
It was two studio albums.
And not really performing anything after that. I think for me, it was a shock to see that age group, the boomers in there, because they don't have a big catalog. They don't have a plethora of music.
But here again, it's good music.
It's good music.
But, and not only that, people who are into spoken word, into poetry.
Yes.
They came, they had two different genres of people in one room together.
It doesn't shock me because like I said, when
you,
when
had,
you
yes.
have good music and it's worth listening to, the lyrics, like it, like you said, it sometimes it just has the purpose of the music. You're going to have big crowds. Like, people like, why are people going to see Earth, Wind, and Fire? They have good music.
Yes.
It's good music. All ages will love that type of music. I know because I could not make it, and I guess I can talk about that in a little later, but my cousin, I asked my cousin if she would like to go. It was her birthday weekend. Sierra loved it. She sent me a long text, and just to summarize what she just said, she said that she truly enjoyed it. Now I understand what she said. It was just a wonderful presence in the room. So I guess she was talking about that. And she just said she just truly enjoyed it, and that she was just, she said she didn't know what I had going on at the time, but she was just happy that happened so that she could be able to attend, and she just truly enjoyed it. And I think
how old is Sierra again?
Oh gosh, maybe early 30s.
Okay, yeah. So she'd be the 2000s.
Yeah. She's a millennial.
Yeah, maybe early 30s. So.
I mean, you had the Marsha with the beautiful songbird.
Oh my God, that girl hit every note to the high. I'm talking about. Her voice was freaking flawless.
It was flawless.
It was flawless.
It was flawless.
So Marsha sounded like an angel.
You had that angelic voice. And then you had this spoken word, Natalie, that's speaking, breathing life into you. And they're both combined at the same time.
And you can tell that Natalie is a priestess. You can see it. You can feel it radiating off of her aura. That woman is magical.
She says she's a healer.
She is.
I believe it, and
I think that's why I resonated so much with
her.
I just felt a vibration off of her.
I believe
onto me, just on the set. I could just feel. I could see the aura around her.
It's
much different.
It was magical.
Yes.
I mean, it really was magical. Like I don't think I've ever witnessed a concert. To that degree, I've gone to great concerts and had really good times at concerts, but that was purpose.
That was
a purpose concert. I mean, even we missed a little bit of Tedra, but the whole lineup to me was really.
Did you like Raheem Devine?
I liked him. I think he did better at the Augusta show. And that wasn't at the Augusta show, but I think he probably did better.
I enjoyed him at the Augusta show. So I can see him being around. He's been around a long time.
That was a good lineup. And one thing I love about Raheem Devon, he's going to leave the stage and come into the crowd and connect.
Mm-hmm.
I need more artists to connect with their fans. You have to go and shake hands. What is the old saying? You gotta
kiss babies and shake hands.
you need to do that. These are the people who support you, who love you, mm-hmm. who give you the means that you need to be free in your craft. And so you have to love on them. You have to meet them. You have to do the meet and greets.
Mm-hmm.
And Tedra is very personable when it comes to meet and greets. Like the time that I met her in Atlanta, because I've seen Tedra like 3 times. So me missing a little bit of her was okay. She is, even her spirit, she is so free.
She's very free.
And beautiful. And just,
she lives in her truth.
She does. Oh my God.
She lives in her truth. And that's what I like about her.
She is a true lioness. I say that. She brands herself as the lioness, but she embodies everything that she speaks on.
And she's a performer.
She is.
She is a performer. Anybody can perform in heels. Is it?
Okay.
It's a performer. Yes. Like, she knows how to.
Great stage
but
presence.
You know what I like about her? She's fun all by herself.
She is. Mm-hmm.
That's what I like about Tedra. Yes. She doesn't, what I get from her is, I don't care who's in the room, I am going to dance like no one's looking.
Authentic.
Yeah.
Authentic.
That's what I like about Tedra.
Yes.
Really, she's
a unapologetic.
Very.
She is, and that's why I love her. Tedra Moses is one of my favorite artists.
Yes. She is an energy person too. It's like, don't bring the negativity to me. Don't bring your whatever you got going on. Don't bring me down. So that's what I get from Tedra. But I'm telling you, that Florida concert.
Ooh, baby.
So if it's coming to your city,
please
make sure you go out and
buy a ticket.
And, yeah.
Yeah, because I think they got a couple of more stops left. I think they're part
and
I'm
gonna
of the
say
Jacksonville.
This, even when
Fest.
They were in Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
Raheem Devon was not with them in Columbia, but I heard great things about Carl Thomas.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Carl Thomas did a hell of a job in Columbia. So shout out to them for including him in the shows as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that.
And that was a good lineup. I think the whole lineup was just perfect. It was perfect.
You know when God has put his hands on something because he makes it flow.
Mm-hmm.
So beautifully. And I say, and I'm going to stop talking, but I'm going to say this. You know when God is in control of something, it's not forced. You ain't got to, you know, add no extra to it, no fluff, no make it bigger than what it is, add no extra ingredients. It's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way God intended it to be. Anytime you got to overdo or put something extra on it, or force something to happen, leave that shit alone.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Leave that shit alone. And that's just where I'm at with shit in my life right now. If I gotta do too much, I ain't fucking with it.
It shouldn't be hard.
It shouldn't.
Mm-mm.
Nothing should be hard.
10 in cash, 11 on tap.
That's period. Period.
You gotta be that serious. And
if they ain't willing to pay that, let them roll.
Let them go. Because don't force somebody to do something they don't want to do.
There it is.
Or, you know, they'll come around and hopefully if you're still in that position of the doors being open, you can welcome them in. But if that door is shut,
I don't want you to come back.
It just depends on the situation.
My friend told me something that resonated with me. My friend said, if I wouldn't, because a dude came to circle the block with Sue.
Well,
and she said, if you didn't want me when you had me the first time, I'm good.
My thing is, there's only a small window of opportunity that is still remaining. And that window is like the first 48. If the crime hasn't been, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. You only have such a small window of time to save yourself. To save yourself, you have that 48-hour window. Typically, they say if you don't solve the murder within the first 48, that means
it's
gonna be a cold case. Yes. Mm-hmm. So
get it while it's hot.
You with me, you have a small window of time. And I'm giving you the access to me in this window of time. If you don't take advantage of that, it's going cold. There's no circling back. There's no spinning the block. There's none of that. Mm-mm. Because I'm giving you this opportunity in the first 48.
And understand that it's an opportunity.
It is an opportunity.
I'm not random. No.
And I would just want to say sometimes there will be times where you are in a relationship with somebody and things just didn't pan out or work out. And then maybe you had to mature. Maybe that person had to mature. And it just wasn't the right time. Sometimes I've seen where people come back together later on down the road, years later, and they're in a different mindset, mm-hmm. and they can work out, and they have lived beautiful lives and gone on to be married for 20, 30 years. It happens. Sometimes you can break the tie and, you know, what's done is done. It's gone. Go on with your life. It just all depends. Yeah. It just depends on where you're at in your life, where they're at in their lives. And then it's just some people where it's just kind of like, no, I'm good with you and we're good. And what we had maybe back then was okay, but it just didn't pan out for us. So either way, it's the same way. I mean, you don't have to agree with it.
No,
but,
no,
you know,
it's true, it's though. Just, it's true. Yeah. It's true. But I just know I have a hard time.
Mm-hmm. And I applaud you for that. Whew. Yeah, I applaud you for that.
I mean, I can see it. It's a double-edged sword. So I could see it both ways that you're saying. But I think it's very hard for us to not bring the past into the new.
Can you really
forget what happened before when you're starting something new with them again, though?
No, you can't forget it. But if all is forgiven, it could be discussed. But say, like, for example, in the past, but you just can't. If you're harping on it, then the relationship is not going to work.
About to say I need the men in black
to dissolve my memory.
But then I don't want it because I don't want to repeat anything over again. So yeah, yep. That's a hard one.
It is hard. Like I said, and that's why I said maturity is a factor. And mm-hmm. Some people have to grow on both ends.
Yes.
And if it's not there, you know, hey. Be friends, be cordial, and just go on with your life. If not, just don't even, I mean, then you don't really even have to talk to the person anymore if you don't want to.
Just go on. In the words of Natalie, it's not my time, that's my time to live. So I think I need to focus on me and live. Yeah.
And I think you should. Yeah. I think people should focus on themselves. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And be very intentional about all the decisions and choices
that you make
from here on out, because we lived in our 20s, we learned in our 30s. Well, I say we lived by the seat of our pants in our 20s. We learned in our 30s, our 40s, we were kind of like putting everything we lived and learned together to make it make sense and teach us. And the rest of this ride, we just need to flow.
Jill Scott said something similar to that. And she started from the 20s all the way up to the 60s in for each decade. And when I find it, I'll share it with you. But it made so much sense. In our 60s, we supposed to be coasting. Mm-hmm. We supposed to be enjoying the fruits of our labor in our 60s, from my 20s, we were on a run, we on the go, mm-hmm. we don't know nothing. We just out there in life. We're not trying to figure it out. We're not even trying to figure it out in 20s. We're just having fun. And she talks about the 30s and the 40s and the 50s and in your 60s, you supposed to be, it's supposed to be about you relaxing, doing what you want to do when you want to do it.
Yep, because she said in your 50s, you do it if you want to.
If you want to. If you want to. Oh, God. So you saw that.
Oh, yeah, I got it. You know I got it.
That's the rest of my life.
Yes,
that's the rest of my life.
But, I mean, she said you work hard in your 20s and 30s. In your 40s, you know, you're still. But in your 50s, you do it because you want to do
everything.
Yes. Whereas the rest of your life.
Yes. Coasting. You're coasting.
I can't wait.
You just enjoying everything that you put into.
Yep.
The fruits of your labor.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Take us out.
Okay. Well, with that being said, y'all can always catch us on every episode at the very V-A-R-Y NecessaryPodcast.com. That's our website. And all of our social handles are the very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast.
All right, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, a time dedicated to breaking the stigma surrounding mental wellness and highlighting the resources available for those navigating life challenges. Whether you are focusing on your own peace of mind or supporting others, please, here are four pillars for your healthy perspectives of this month. Prioritize, check in on your circle, professional support matters, and know the resources. 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Call or text 988 for free confidential support. We're out.
Bye.